For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. The closer we get to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more evident it becomes that people are trying to get out God out of the equation. With the Christmas holidays coming closer, we again see people fighting to keep God out of Christmas. Years ago, you would never have dreamed about the things that are happening today. The way the unbeliever, the ungodly people are trying to discredit God. They want to stop people from playing hymns in the stores. They want to stop people from displaying the Christmas scene. On and on and on it goes. You wonder what's going to happen next. Personally, I believe the Lord is warning us with these things. When you see these things beginning to happen, know that my redemption is drawing nigh. The Lord Jesus Christ came upon the scene 2,000 years ago. He became flesh. He became as a human being. But the peoples of this world, they are trying desperately to get rid of that reminder. They have throughout the ages tried to burn the Testaments and the Bibles. Today there is an incredible attack against God all over the world through TV. When I watch documentary films on nature, there are some very incredible, beautiful places on this planet. And you can see them on TV and the way the people describe them and how they were formed brings sadness to your heart. You find yourself asking God for forgiveness for them because of their arrogance. They make people think that God is not even remotely around or in control. That somehow through nature and somehow through some cosmic explosion, through millions and millions of years, these beautiful, incredible things came into existence. And we, the human being, are a curse to the planet. Yes, that's what they're already saying. We, the human beings, are a curse to this planet. In a way, we are. But the way God designed it, we are the reason that God created the planet. Yes, the human being who was created in the image of God was placed here on this earth, and this earth was specifically designed for him. The plants, the animals, the sun, the air, everything is designed to sustain human life. This is what God has given to us. And people are trying to get God out of the picture and somehow destroying the idea that God is even in the equation. Today I will be teaching on how God loved this world. Even when the human being turned away from God, he still loved it so much that he gave his only begotten Son so that we can live throughout eternity with him. But before I get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message, open people's hearts to the truth. I ask that you will get people to listen, those who don't understand, so their eyes and ears can be opened to the truth. I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. In John chapter 3, verse 16, there's a very interesting scripture and a famous scripture. It tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This scripture has been preached throughout the whole world. The goodness of God to the human being is something that is beyond our ability to understand.
when you think about it, God, God sending his only begotten son to this planet to be ridiculed, to be tortured, and then to finally be killed so that the human being can become right in God's eyes again. Especially if you look at the attitude of the people. In a lot of cases, people do not want God. They thumb their noses at him. Oh yes, there are many who love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. But there are people on this planet who despise a God that is to rule over them. So they try to take him out of the equation. The Bible teaches us that God loved us before we loved him. So regardless how they hate and despise him, he still loves them. That is what the Bible teaches, because he understands the frailty of their minds. God, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, he spoke to his Father and said, "Father, forgive them. They don't have a clue what they're doing." And this is what's happening with with most unbelievers today. They are arrogant in their ignorance. They don't even have a clue what they're doing. But they are defying God, regardless how much proof they have that he is the one that is sustaining this planet. Yes, without God, we wouldn't last a minute or a second. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to understand that he doesn't only sustain us. He also wants to have fellowship with us. He also wants to be with us throughout eternity. This is why the Lord God gave his only begotten Son, so that we could in turn turn to him and accept him as our God. Before Jesus was crucified, the only people who could claim Jesus or God as their God were the Israelites. God chose them so that he would be their God if they would accept him as their God. The rest of humanity was counted as dogs. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 26, there is a woman who is seeking the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, "It is not meet to take children's bread and cast it to dogs." That's a very interesting statement. This is how people are before they turn to God. They are in God's eyes nothing but a dog. But once you turn to him, then things change. The Bible teaches us, even while we were dogs, the Lord gave his only begotten Son that we could become human beings. Isn't that an interesting way of putting things? Yes, God wants us to understand the true condition of our human mind and our intellect. We only think of ourselves. We do not at all reverence God until God opens our eyes and our ears to the truth that he has for us. In Romans chapter 6 in verse 23, it tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So as you study the Word of God, we can understand whatever we have has been given to us by God as a gift. Our very life is a gift. The air that we breathe is a gift from God. The food that we eat and consume to nourish our bodies, they are all gifts from God. The water that we drink, God has given it to us. You cannot live a moment on this planet without God. In Him all things consist. This is what the Bible teaches. But the human being in his arrogance thumbs his nose at God until one day it'll be too late. And then after judgment, once he has reached his destination in the lake of fire, then too late, he will look and understand how incredibly ignorant he had been. Whereas while he was here on this earth, he was proud in his accomplishments and in his wisdom. Oh, the folly of a human being if he would only turn to the Lord, to the Word of God, and to seek out his true condition. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 10, in verse 10, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. So we understand who's behind it. It is Satan himself who has hoodwinked humanity throughout the last 6,000 years. He is out there to steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy every human being on the planet. But the Bible teaches us here, but I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. God wants to give you the best there is. But people in their ignorance and arrogance turn away from God, and they are then being tossed to and fro by the whims of Satan until too late they find out that they made a grave mistake. So I'm speaking to people today. There is a reason why the world is getting ready to celebrate a holiday, and that holiday is the birth date of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is called Christmas. Yes, the church fathers turned that pagan holiday around and made a Christian holiday out of it. Throughout the world, the whole world is reminded that Jesus was born into this planet. He was born to set the captives free. Regardless where you are on this planet today, you have heard of Christmas Day. People will be without excuse. And Christmas means that Christ has come. He has come to give us eternal life. The Bible teaches us that He came so that peace will come upon this earth. Yes, Jesus wants us to understand that. He came to give us the gift of eternal life and to give us not only eternal life, but abundant life on this planet while we are here. He wants us to serve Him. He wants us to reverence Him as God. And if we do that, then His favor will be upon us and upon our children. Yes, we are fast approaching the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the world is turning deeper and deeper to the darkness that is enveloping this earth, the Christian is looking with longing unto the one that is soon going to come to take them from this planet. Yes, the Bible teaches us in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And then we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, what joy is waiting for those who have turned to the Lord for their salvation. The Bible speaks, it's called joy unspeakable. You will not be able to contain yourself. It almost seems like a fairy tale, but it is not a fairy tale. The Bible teaches it will happen one of these days, and then the joy will be ours forever. So turn to the Lord today. Jesus is about to return. Celebrate this Christmas day with true thanksgiving in your heart, because the Lord gives us whatever we have. He made it available for us, whether it's the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the eternal life that is on the horizon. God wants us to appreciate it and rejoice in Him. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with Thee there.
Studies the Word of God on the condition of the human heart before he becomes born again, it makes one recoil in horror. We cannot even begin to understand the viewpoint that God has on a person who is lost and on his way to the lake of fire. This is why it's so amazing when we read that God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die for them, to stand in the gap for them, and to be a substitute for them. He took our place as a sinner before the God of the universe. And the Bible says He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. I will read a few scriptures on the condition of a human heart in its fallen state. The Bible teaches us in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." This is an interesting statement, because when we look at the average human being, we do not see him as desperately wicked. But that's what the Word of God teaches. A human being, before he becomes born again, is desperately wicked. Who can know his heart? In Romans chapter 3, in verse 10, it tells us, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is not one that doth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That simply describes the unbeliever in his fallen state. A human being in his fallen state has absolutely no idea of his condition. In Mark chapter 7, there is an interesting story about a woman who asked Jesus to cast a devil out of her child. And she was a Greek. She was not a Jew. She wasn't of the children of Israel. But she asked the Lord Jesus Christ to cast a devil out of her child. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not right to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs." That is an interesting statement. The Lord Jesus Christ called anybody a dog who was not serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that still goes for today. The old hymn writers of yesteryear knew that, and you can see it in their songs. They call a human being a worm. They call them wretched and blind. We can see that the old hymn writers of yesterday did not stray away from the Word of God. They respected it. Today, preachers and teachers want to become user-friendly. Many do not teach sin for what it is. They don't teach of its destruction and the eternal destination of them that are going to be sinners at death. The Bible teaches us the wages of sin is death. That means eternal hellfire. Not too many preachers teach today on that subject. But the Bible also teaches us, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We cannot work for our salvation. It has to be a gift from God. Only the gift of eternal life can separate us from that eternal destination of hellfire. This is why people need to get born again. Yes, before we loved him, he loved us, and he gave us this incredible gift. He became our substitute. He took our sin upon himself. The Bible teaches us that he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This is what this holiday season, this Christmas holiday season, is all about. God has given to us his eternal gift of eternal life. So reach for it today, accept that gift, and take it for yourself, and then be cleansed from your sin so that you can then spend the eternities with God. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.